bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad. I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
It doesn't matter how closely I embrace my adopted homeland. It doesn't matter how many festivals I attend, or how much local food I eat, or how many collective hours I spend basking in the grand nature that is Central Austria. Shopping for well-made shoes, or eating Baroque desserts, or striding about the meadows is not enough to fend it off. It hits and there's nothing to do but wait it out. Homesickness is impossible to avoid. It's like the common cold. It goes away in 7 days if you do something about it, and in a week if you don't. If you're lucky, that is, and it doesn't move into your heart and create complications. There's a great deal of glamour and romance attached to the idea of living in foreign lands. Some of it's true. Learning languages, the charm of the market, a wacky neighbor who takes a liking to you just because you're from somewhere else. Got all that. Check. But if you haven't lived it, you get the idea that it's all under the Tuscan sun. That movie makes me want to kill myself. Plus, notice how at the end she hooks up with a guy from her own country? And I didn't read the book, but I couldn't help but wonder where she got the money from so that she could sit in some picturesque Italian town in the middle of nowhere without a local job. Is she telecommuting? Have you used Italian internet service in a small town? Francis Mays can kiss my ass. So can that guy who wrote A Year in Provence. Bite me, Peter Mayle. It's very hard on our household when I get like this. I start making these mental lists of all the things that are wrong with Austria. They're not really about Austria, though. They're more about what's wrong with me. All these items fall under one general heading that goes something like this. I am not a 20-something domestic with visions of raising offspring in a bucolic small town. Or, to simplify even further, square peg, meet round hole. Things would be easier if I was a big fish in a small pond kind of person. I could get all self-important about being an artist and work that angle. Look, there goes that famous American artist. That idea leaves me pretty frosty. Not that I'm some genius painter. It's more that I was surrounded by genius painters once, and I know what it looks like. This ain't it, even with adjusting for geography. Homesickness is an ugly, disfiguring disease that leaves me apologizing for its ravages on my own appearance. And it's got all this underlying guilt with it. Have you tried to make friends? Have you really tried to find community? Have you tried to find work? Have you really, really tried? The response to all those questions is nothing more than a hearty fuck off. Because what else is there? Join a club, take a class, volunteer, excuse me, but fuck off. I suppose I could eat enough to fill the places in the round hole. Or I could trim bits off of myself to make myself round. Both of those are pretty bad ideas. Plus, honestly, I don't really want to change the things that make me a square peg. It's tough. I feel unfriendly and closed and stuck up because what I have isn't good enough for me. And even though I hurl myself full speed at everything that is life here, I don't feel successful at becoming part of it. I feel like a failure. I want my friends. I want a spicy bowl of pho. I want my studio where I'm working on wax and oil paintings of... Oh, I don't want to talk about it yet. I don't want to jinx it. I want to drop in on people without a formal invitation, and I want them to drop in on me. I want to look out the window at the rain and ask, okay, which slacker friend is going to go to the matinees with me today? I want piles of green vegetables. I want a tattooed barista to make my coffee. I want Seattle. Face it. Sometimes remembering your favorite things makes you feel like crap.
Burn it down till the ember smoke on the ground and start new when your heart is an empty room with walls of the deepest. You don't know what now.
chases all you know, and she stopped running months ago. Shed not a single tear for the things that you didn't.